Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're zeroing in on Southeast Asia, specifically what the latest Economy SEA research tells business strategists about digital financial services, or DFS. Okay, so let's get into it. The goal here, really, is to sift through all the data and find those key strategic insights. Where's the smart money going? What's the next big thing in innovation in this, you know, incredibly fast-growing market?
And the big picture is definitely impressive. The overall digital economy looks strong. It's heading towards maybe even past $300 billion in GMV. That's gross merchandise value. But for business leaders, yeah, the real story, the strategic focus has got to be DFS. It's really changing fundamentally.
Totally agree. Let's follow the money then, because this is where it gets, well, really interesting. DFS is just sucking up private funding right now. It grabbed something like, what, 45 to 50% of all private funding in the last year? That's a massive jump from maybe 30% or so before that. Huge.
Right. And that jump isn't just random speculation. It's built on some really solid foundations, a strong infrastructure. Think about it. All 10 ASEAN countries now have a national unified QR payment system. And what's maybe even more significant is the regional piece. 8 of those markets now allow cross-border QR payments. That's down to things like the Regional Payment Connectivity Initiative, the RPC, expanding. Practically speaking, what this means for you, the listener, is that paying seamlessly across borders, that's not some future dream. It's basically table stakes now. You can, you know, use your e-wallet from one country to grab coffee in another, Jakarta to Manila, for instance.
And it's not just small payments growing. The whole sector is maturing fast, right? We're seeing digital wealth platforms hitting like over $1 billion in assets under management, AUM. So DFS is definitely moving way beyond just basic peer-to-peer payments.
Exactly. But, and this is a big but for strategy, all this great infrastructure creates a bit of a headache. Loyalty, or rather the lack of it. Embedded finance, you know, payments built into your ride-hailing app, your e-commerce checkout, it's everywhere now, critical mass. But trust is a major hurdle.
Yeah, the data is pretty clear on this. Consumers, generally speaking, they just trust these digital players less than traditional banks. That gap, that's a real risk.
Okay, wait. So the tech is seamless, QR codes everywhere, RPC letting you pay across borders easily, but people still trust the digital guys less. And you said 75% of people use multiple e-wallets. That sounds like brutal competition. Everyone's fighting to be the main payment choice, but nobody's winning loyalty. That's the paradox. And it connects directly to where we're seeing the next wave of investment focus, artificial intelligence, AI. So while DFS grabs the biggest slice of the overall funding pie, AI is becoming the operational buzzword. It pulled in over 30% of private funding itself in the last year. And for the leaders actually managing the budgets, the P&L, the immediate AI payoff, is all about efficiency. It's about saving costs. We actually have data on this. 64% of investor portfolios that have brought in AI, they're already seeing real cost savings, tangible results.
Right. Okay. So pulling this together then, what does it mean for profitability? It sounds like the path forward in DFS isn't just flashy new features using AI. It's more about using AI behind the scenes, automating things like compliance checks, KYC, AML, stuff that cuts operational costs right away. Back office, middle office wins.
Precisely. That seems to be the immediate proven value proposition for AI in this space.
Okay, so let's quickly recap the journey for you. DFS, it's the hot investment area, no doubt, built on amazing regional infrastructure, but it's stuck in this tough fight for loyalty, largely because of a trust deficit.
Which leads us to the final thought to leave you with. If AI is already proving its worth by cutting costs, that 64% figure is pretty compelling. The big strategic question becomes, how do you harness that same AI power to tackle the trust issue? Could making AI transparent, maybe verifiable, become the new way to win customer loyalty in these incredibly competitive, fragmented markets? That might just be the defining challenge for DFS winners going forward.